You're listening to Swiping Up.
Join Esther.
So dang cute.
Wendy.
Hey, y'all.
And Spencer.
Just wanted to pop on.
As they spill the tea on the lifestyles of the Insta-famous.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to episode 8.
Woo-hoo. That's crazy.
I know.
We're almost at 10. We got to do something fun for 10.
Mm-hmm. We'll do something fun.
Yeah. We got some fun things coming down the pipe.
Maybe we can work on... Well, I got some ideas. I don't want to say nothing and then have it come bite me in the ass. But I got some ideas. We'll talk about it after.
For sure.
Yeah. So what's new with
what's
you ladies?
New?
Anything exciting this last week?
Another day, another dollar.
Yeah.
Literally.
Just living life.
People always ask me like, what's new? And I'm like, fuck, am I really this boring?
No, but when people ask me that all the time, mm-hmm. like with my job, you know, like when people come in and they sit in my chair and I have the same conversation 8 times a day.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
when they're like, hey, what's new? And I actually really like that I don't have a lot of new stuff. I mean,
yeah.
Fisher's doing like a lot of different things lately. So most people want to know about him.
Mm-hmm.
Like the other day, I gave him a soft pretzel and he's never had mustard before.
Oh,
so I
God.
Gave him mustard on it. Y'all, I was teaching him
did
how
he
to
love
dip
it?
Yes, I was Aww. Teaching him how to dip it.
Oh my God.
And literally he had it. He stuck his whole hand, in the thing and was like licking it off his hand. It was so
smeared
freaking
mustard
cute.
Everywhere.
Yes, he loved it. So now I'm like, you are my kid.
He is so cute. I love, you posted a video of him the other day and he had made a mess.
Yes.
You're like, Fisher, did you make this
he
mess?
Said, yes.
He's like,
yes.
Like,
yeah.
I love that.
I know, he's an honest kid.
Kids are so funny. I can't wait to have kids. Like I think
yes.
about some of the stuff that I used to do as a kid.
Yeah.
And
like what?
I just like all kinds of weird stuff. Well, I told you guys how I used to like dress my brother up.
Yes.
And call him.
No.
So I used to dress. Oh God, Tyler, I love you
much. I was thinking of Justin Tina.
No, that is.
Tylina.
Yeah, well, his name is Tyler.
Yeah.
But I used to like put my nightgown on him and my Ariel wig from
oh
Halloween.
My God.
And I would
yes.
put makeup on him and I would make him like, I'd get the whole family's attention and I'd make him walk down the staircase. They would all be waiting at the bottom of the stairs.
And like debut him.
Yes. And
oh my
he'd
God.
Be like, I'd be like, introducing Tylerina.
Yeah.
And then
but I love that he did it.
Oh yeah, he
my
didn't
brother
care.
Would have never done that.
Tylerina, that's so
I was
cute.
A sick kid. I have like such a weird sense of humor. When I was 2, no, my brother was 2. He was a baby, like still in diapers.
Yeah,
and I was like 4, and I decided I didn't want a little brother anymore. So I stripped him butt naked.
Oh my God.
While my parents were still sleeping, I brought him downstairs. I opened the garage door and set him free.
Oh,
what?
How old is he?
2. He was
oh
a baby. He was
God.
In a diaper.
Wait, how old were you? I thought you said you were 2.
I did at first.
How old were you?
I was like 4. I'm 2 years older than him.
Oh my God.
You literally were like, you're
wait.
3.
And then I went back up to bed and went back to sleep.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I swear.
And then what happened?
Spencer.
My mom woke up. She came downstairs. She made herself a cup of coffee. And the door from our kitchen into our garage had a glass door. Or a glass window.
Oh my God.
And she said there was just this man inside the open
Whoa.
Garage standing at the kitchen door. And so she grabbed the baseball bat.
Oh my God.
My grandfather's baseball bat that we kept in the
dead.
Kitchen. And she was like, what do you want? Like, and
he's like, I'm just giving your
he
kid back.
He held up my naked brother and
oh
was like, does this belong to
God.
You?
That, okay, so
that, wow.
that literally makes me, like, I picture Fisher in that situation and it literally makes my heart hurt so bad thinking about my kid being outside at 2. Spencer, you are a freaking monster.
Monster.
I cannot.
Wow, wait. I was going to say, like, the least I did was, like, cut my sibling's hair and I thought that was bad.
No, I was like, such a funny kid, but so bad.
Oh my
I used
so bad.
Oh yeah.
yeah.
Especially with my brother. But so that made me think the other day I was scrolling through old photos trying to reorganize things and whatnot. And I came across these photos that my mom had sent me a few years back. And when I was a kid, I don't know if you guys did it. Do you guys ever write like certificates? Gift certificates as gifts?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. As
yes,
a kid?
Yes.
So she found some of the ones that she saved because they
oh
were so funny. They were so funny. She couldn't dare part with them. So hold on. I want to read them to you in like the best order.
While you're looking for that, speaking of kid photos, mm-hmm. did y'all see like some of the bibs lately have been posting them? Like Jen Reed has some really funny ones. And then
throwback ones.
Oh, we need to post a throwback of us. Yeah, not that anyone cares.
Sarah News
nobody.
Had a hilarious
yes,
one.
Yes, I posted
so
it.
So cute.
It was funny. God. She had a glow up for real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so I've got... I think I've got four of them here. So this one is, it says, this certificate is good for one night of switching beds.
Oh my God.
Okay, like my parents, well, so it wasn't until later years that I realized that my parents must have been freaks because they had a canopy waterbed and the whole ceiling was mirrored.
Oh my God.
My gosh. No wonder you have a brother close in age.
So I used to lay in bed and like make faces at myself. I loved it. It was the greatest thing ever.
Awesome. And it was a waterbed.
Yeah. Well, I had a waterbed too. I had a queen waterbed.
I always was worried that it would like pop and I would drown.
No, but, and this is a total tangent that we will get into another time. Yeah. But this house was built in the 1800s.
Is it haunted?
Yes.
Dead. I want to have a whole...
Woke up one night because the corner of my waterbed sank as if somebody was sitting on it. Nobody was sitting on it.
Wow. Literally gives me chills.
It's a whole other story. We'll get into it. I had a friend that lived in the house. I had three closets in my bedroom and one of them was just for my ghost friend. Okay.
Crazy.
Oh. Anyway. Oh my God. But okay, so then this certificate is good for three meals that I'll cook for you, which as a kid that consisted of
peanut butter and jelly.
Like cold hot dogs that I would slice up. Like bread and butter. Lucky.
What a sweet little
them.
Girl.
This certificate is good for four Friday nights alone in the basement with me.
Oh my God.
Oh, what a freak.
And this certificate is good for five entire hours of me being your slave, which I did put in quotations. Like what?
Oh my God.
What?
Don't you love
weird
like
kid?
Looking back and reading things yes. that you wrote when you were a kid and you're like, why?
Yes. But you know what's funny? When she sent me those, I could remember writing them and thinking like, ah, what a generous bitch. Like, wow.
Like, I'm
willing
so
to
nice.
Switch beds. I'm willing to hang out in the
you
basement.
Cooked. You were honestly very well-rounded. You were the all-American good old kid, baby.
You know what? It's no wonder I turned out the way I did.
Poor Tylena or whatever.
It's Tylerina.
Tylerina.
Okay.
Tylerina. I'm sorry, buddy. Bless your
Anyways.
Heart.
But I can only hope that my kids provide me as much joy and entertainment
as
I did.
I'm scared. Like, I was a good kid. From what I've heard, my husband was not the best kid. So I'm actually scared for Fisher. I mean, he's wild. Like, he's really wild. Y'all need to...
I have a feeling Mike was... I mean, I don't know Mike that well, but I got a feeling he was a bad kid.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Uh-huh.
The devil gets his due. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah. I'm going to leave him with him for a couple of days and be like, bye. There I'll come go. Over here. We'll slumber and record and sing and, you know.
Perfect.
Be girls.
Every time we get together before and after we record, we sing songs. We just like
it's
the sound
really
of our own
good.
Voice.
I can't sing. Spencer can sing.
I cannot sing.
I can sing. Okay.
Whatever.
Not bad.
Whatever. Maybe she'll write y'all a certificate and drop an album for you.
Maybe Courtney Shields and I need to do a duet.
Yes, Courtney. I feel like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe she'll have you on her next album.
We'll call it Messy Buns.
Courtney, are you down?
Do you guys know
hey,
when her next song is coming out?
Isn't she doing an album? Am I making that
is
up?
She a whole album?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought she was just doing a single.
One more single. Okay. And she said this one's like a lot different than her first one.
She was shooting the cover recently. Today, right? Or last
full
week?
Full Throttle.
I don't know.
Right?
What? She posted it?
No, that was her first one.
Oh, you're singing Messy.
Oh.
I'm sorry. So she was shooting her album cover, right? Recently, am I making that up?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know, actually.
In my mind, she was doing a full album. Courtney, I need you to do an
she
album.
She probably will.
Okay.
On her way to, what's that, Nashville Star? Is that show still around?
No.
Mm-mm, oh, wow. Know. So judgy.
It's The Voice in American Idol.
All right, you know what? Fine. We'll just move on to the good stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure
so
everybody appreciates
it. I have a little rumor. I don't know. It's a rumor or a speculation.
There's a rumor going around
about me and you.
When Champagne and Chanel went on her trip to Alberta with Lee, I totally thought that she was going to get engaged.
Yeah.
But obviously, they didn't.
I'm not convinced.
Yeah. I feel like they are engaged.
Well, like then I realized they were on another trip with Maddie Potter Duff.
Yeah.
And I guess her boyfriend or husband or whatever he is. And then I was like, no, so they're not going to get engaged if they're on a trip with another couple. But then they took some pictures with their dogs like a couple of months ago. And then recently they posted another picture with recycled a picture or whatever.
Yeah. Anyway.
And I was like, oh, the picture's cute. But the caption was just like, I'm in love. Thank you for always like making me laugh.
A lot of people thought it was engagement pictures.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's an engagement picture. I think
Are you talking about the comment?
Yes. The comment on the picture. So the picture was old. They had done those.
Yeah.
The comment was something cute like, oh, thanks for always making me do the scrunchy laughing face, whatever. Caption, what did I say?
Comment.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
The comment that made me think that there was an engagement, not that the picture was an engagement photo.
It was very announcement-esque.
But the comment was from Chelsea Olivia, mm-hmm. and she wrote, and I should have had it up in front of me, and I don't. She wrote something like,
it was best text ever.
Lee, whatever. And that's what made me think like,
and like heart eyes, wasn't it like the heart emoji or something?
Yeah. So I'm like, did she just give something away? Is she in the know?
I don't know, it's still there.
So to be sure though,
she would have worn that ring at Fashion Week. She looked so good. Imagine a sparkler on that finger.
Okay, what would be the incentive to keeping it private?
Somebody said something like, because Buttercup just gave birth. She and Buttercup are best friends, that she wanted to give Buttercup the limelight or something like that and then wait. But I don't know.
That's like really far-fetched.
This is why, two separate lives.
Yeah.
It's okay to celebrate great things. Don't get me
wrong. I'm not convinced that they're not engaged. I guess I'm not really seeing what the motivation would be to keep it private. I don't buy the Buttercup thing.
Yeah. The reason that I don't think they are, like I thought they were, but now I don't think they are, is because I've seen videos that other people have posted of her. Like she was in the background of some video just walking and I looked down her hand. There's no ring there.
Maybe she's getting it sized.
Maybe.
That dress though with the pussy bow.
My fave.
I don't know why that dress. A ring would have complimented now that real nice.
I don't know.
You hear this, Lee?
I need you to give me a discount code so I can order that dress. I have nowhere to wear it to. But I mean, you could wear it here
recording the podcast.
I swear to God, if I order that dress, are y'all going to be dead if I walk up in here with it?
No. I'll think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yes. Okay. We won't laugh at you though.
All right. That's fine.
No. You guys can wear whatever you want.
Well, either way, I feel like they are engaged. But then, I mean, I guess like you're saying, you're making valid points.
Here's the thing.
Like, I would want to wear it at New York Fashion Week. Like all those cute outfits. I want that on my finger.
All the photos.
Do influencers ever hold back anything unless it's a pregnancy announcement? Right. Hell no. If they get a new bag, if they get a new whatever, it's like boom, right
front page news.
Katie Roach is holding on to her gender tight. So and people are getting pissed.
Oh, I'm over it. It's like she drags things out. I still need to take like the attention, pictures.
Do you think it's for like the attention part of it? She just wants to have something that people are like craving.
How far along is she?
She's due in December. So she's pretty far. I mean,
I was going to say, I feel like she's been pregnant forever.
She acts like she's been pregnant forever because let me tell y'all something. She is complaining right now. I'm telling y'all, she has got a rude awakening. When you're at the end, like I know it feels like you're big when you're like, you know, 6-7 months. That's the cute pregnant part right there. That is like the sweet spot in my opinion. Like that's when you're cute. You have a little bump. She's got a little bump. She's cute, you know.
It's getting big.
Well, it is, but it ain't.
No,
it is not.
She's not
Maddie Nelson
pop.
Posted her picture the other day.
Oh, yeah.
She has a basketball.
It looks painful.
She has a basketball.
It looks like it hurts.
Yeah. Now, she's still cute and she can do no wrong because I am obsessed with her, obviously, and she is just great. She does look like her tummy is like stretched to the max.
Yeah.
So Katie complaining, I think she likes to complain
in her stories. And that made me even more annoyed because it's like, if you recognize that you're complaining, then stop complaining.
No, I think she likes to. I think she's one of those people that likes to get on there and have just something to complain about. And like, same thing with her hair. She'd always get on with like a messy bun. It was like a perfect messy bun. And she's like, I just... gosh, like I've been doing all the things, like pulling her hair.
Yeah.
And it was a perfect messy bun. And she acted like she just threw her hair up. She's like, I'm sorry for the way I look. Just so people would be like, girl, if I look that bad.
I love when they do it. They've got all their caterpillar lashes on.
I can't.
I feel like there's so many. Oh my God, the caterpillar lashes. I can't. Like, there's a couple of them. Okay. So I don't know. Do we want to name names? About the ones with the caterpillar lashes on.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Okay, well, there's a couple of them out there. What?
We should do a collage without the faces, just the lashes.
Just the lashes. Well, thankfully, there's not that many of them out there. The ones, like, I feel like more and more of them are getting lash extensions. But
although not all of them are good.
No, you're absolutely right. There are some
bad lash extensions happening.
There are some on there that I don't know why the lash artist even put them on that thick, but they're so thick and just like they literally look like bugs, like caterpillars. It covers up half their eye. Like lashes are supposed to open the eye, like make them like, don't my lashes look like they great? Look
I'm actually staring at your lashes as we're talking about this because I'm like,
your lashes look like
I know, I'm honestly not flaunting myself. This is not my work.
Everything
Alexa does this.
Everything
is not
Emily
me.
Ann went on vacation a couple weeks ago.
That's
and
hilarious.
She got lash extensions.
Yeah.
They and that made so me want to get lash extensions.
Well, but did you see what happened with her lash extensions?
No.
Oh my God. So she got lash extensions, right? And then today she gets on stories. They literally just got back like yesterday or the day before. Her extensions were gone.
Right.
And I'm like, what? Like extensions, a full set of extensions are not cheap. I'm like, why are they off so soon? Well, she said that she was like in such a rush to get stuff done. It was like the day they were back, they had a million things to do. She puts on mascara and goes, shit, you're not supposed to put mascara on extensions. Apparently they were ruined, like she couldn't get the mascara off, whatever, so she just took off all the lashes.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah,
I definitely have put mascara on my lash extensions before.
But I was just gonna say, my mother-in-law has lash extensions and she always wears mascara.
I was in a wedding last year and the makeup artist, I don't know why, but put mascara on my extensions and I was like, no. It came right off. So I don't know if she didn't have the right product to get it up. I don't know. Maybe it was waterproof and it was stuck on there.
Well, you're
I
not
don't
supposed
know.
To wash them directly. So maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wash them direct. You mean wash your lashes directly?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe when you put mascara on, you can't do that. Maybe they just get cakey and heavy. Okay. I'm just making stuff up
I
in
wash,
my head.
I wash my lashes with my hands. And a little, I have like a little cloth
cleanser
too that I use.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
anyway.
It's probably why half of mine fell out before my wedding. Swear to God.
Oh okay, well, yeah. Speaking of things.
All the things?
All the things.
Yeah. Oh, but y'all didn't let me finish my thought.
Oh, sorry.
So, no, I was just going to say, like, she's in for a rude awakening in the end because Katie Roach, if you're listening to this, and we're going to tag your husband.
No. I'm sorry. I am not tagging Jake anymore. Okay, real talk for
Can
a
I
second?
Just finish what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Katie, you have a rude awakening for what's to come, girl, because you're not quite at that point yet. But, honey, bless your heart when you get there because you're going to be hating life and you are going to be complaining about all the things. Go, Esther.
Sorry.
All right, you're not tagging Jake Roach anymore because he got mad at us?
Yeah, like, okay, here's the thing. I get that probably some bloggers are like, why are we being tagged in this random account? Like, stop. And maybe some of them even blocked us because they got sick of being tagged, whatever. But we tagged him because we like legit said something, I don't know, interesting
or
whatever.
We talked about him.
Yeah. And he's like, why TF? Like, why the fuck are you tagging me in this? He didn't actually
spell them
out. And a bunch
of exclamation points.
Yeah. And it's just like, chill.
It was super dramatic.
Out. Like, wow.
Now we know where she gets it.
Calm down. So all those times that he's on stories saying snarky things or whatever. And she's like, oh, he's just joking. No, he's not.
He
has an attitude. He does. And it's disgusting.
And Esther said it. You heard it first.
Yeah. I'm
That's
sorry.
The news, folks.
Okay. There's a difference between like joking, like when we like talk to each other, we're like, shut up, bitch, whatever.
Oh, no. He was dead serious.
Oh, he was for sure dead serious. Even
and to be
other
like,
people saw
and
that.
To be like that aggressive right out of the gate. We didn't even comment. Do you know how many DMs we got?
Yeah, they
That's
were like,
exactly
what is this
what
problem?
I was just about to say. Not only that, we had people in Facebook groups that like influencer related who are screenshotting it and commenting on it and come in groups where like they don't know who we are that we're part of. I mean, it was talked about
and
it was crazy
for the record, you heard it here first, like
That's the news, folks. I'm just going to say that every time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Attitudes with Esther.
If you,
today, Jake Roach.
If you do not want to be tagged, we will not tag you. Like, we,
but like, send us a DM and be like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Like, can you just...
We refrain, don't do it to be annoying. We do it because, like, hey, if I was talked about on a podcast, hell yeah, I'd want to know about it.
I was just going to say, it actually is kind of like a service, because if I was getting talked about somewhere,
and we're like, here you are. You're not having to search for it. We're just tagging.
Yeah. Okay, but on a positive note.
It's like when
note,
Esther goes and scours Reddit and then brings it to my attention. Yeah.
But no, we don't, like, always talk bad about Katie Roach. Like, we've said nice things over... Like,
they
once,
just must,
okay,
be so used to people, yeah, shit talking, the two of them, that they're, right, just automatically on the defensive.
Yeah.
Defensive.
No, I think that's just his personality. I think he's always been like that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right.
I don't know. On a positive note, though, I honestly have to say, so many of the bibs have been DMing us, commenting, like, yes, engaging with us. We freaking love it.
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm, it's,
thank y'all. And they're, yeah, giving us, like, inside stuff about what we've talked about on the show. So, like, with, mm-hmm, some of the sponsored ads, to clarify, mm-hmm, from, like, a couple weeks ago, they said that they do get very specific qualifications that they, yep, have to hit, and they have to send some of the content back over to the team. So, remember, yeah, I was the one that was like, I don't think they, yeah, have to do that.
Nope, I appreciate,
they don't have a lot of, yeah, leeway.
I, right, appreciate that they're
engaging,
kind of educating us,
hell,
too,
yeah,
on,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
what their jobs, yeah, actually entail, because, yeah, these are their jobs.
Yeah.
And there was another point that I was going to make that now I forgot.
Oh, crap.
Do you think that's okay? Sometimes when they do those ads, like, even they cringe at, like, how cheesy it is, but they,
probably,
really don't,
yes,
have a lot of liberties. They,
yes,
have to do it a certain way.
Yep.
Unless you're Danny Austin.
Well, yeah, yes, I will say I've kind of changed my mindset with some of them, that, like, they're a lot cooler. Like, you know, when you're watching someone from afar, mm-hmm, and you're like, oh my gosh, this person is, like, always doing this or always doing that or whatever. They come off a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they reach out to us and they kind of, like, explain something, or,
yeah,
they just want to know something, like, we've had that happen a couple,
yeah,
times. That actually, like, I've actually changed. I don't know how many times
my
I'm
going
to say actually, but I've changed my opinion,
oh,
on
my
a
God,
couple people.
Me,
like,
too, 100%.
I love that, though.
Yeah. It is, well, nice to, sorry, I didn't,
no,
mean to cut,
no,
you off,
fine,
but it's nice to see that. I mean, the whole point of this is that we don't take ourselves too seriously.
Exactly.
And we don't think that anybody should take themselves,
yeah,
too seriously. Like, embrace the basic, like,
yes,
whatever.
We took a basic quiz last week, and hello, we were,
yeah,
so basic.
Oh my God.
Sky high on the chart. But I love that there are some of these better known bibs who just, they get it.
They,
yes,
get it.
Yes.
They,
and they're
got
not
it.
Afraid
they think
to laugh,
it's funny.
Themselves.
It's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
someone who can laugh at themselves. The
girls that are starting out that have less than 20,000 followers that have reached out to us for the Feature Friday, and they're like, I want to be your Feature Friday. Like,
mm-hmm,
I love that too, because,
yeah,
you know, that's something A to be proud of, that you are trying to start. Because a lot of people, when we started this, remember how pissed they were that we were nobodies?
Yeah.
Do y'all remember,
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
There are nobodies starting, or
it's,
they,
like,
are nobodies.
Newsflash, we're all nobodies.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
That you start somewhere. So,
yeah,
I love that these other girls that are, you know, starting out, or they have a good hefty following of, you know, 20,000 is nothing to shake a stick. I mean, that's,
yeah,
oh,
exactly,
that is something to shake a,
yeah,
stick.
Like, wow, are we lifting them up? We're shitting,
sorry,
on them.
Sorry, y'all. No, I mean, that is something to be proud of. And I love that they even want to be featured, because,
oh my
you know
God,
what,
yeah,
this account is not just to, like, make fun of these people. It's like, laugh at it. It's fun. And I've actually, like I said, I've really changed my opinion on some of these girls.
And
I love
that
it.
Because, like, you can totally have an opinion of someone, and then when they, I guess, like, interact with you specifically and, like, give you the backstory or give you more information, you're like, oh yeah, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Just like people with us. We've had influencers and just regular followers,
mm-hmm,
say, oh, we thought you guys,
yeah,
were bitches. We thought this was this.
Yes.
We totally changed our minds after listening to the,
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, this is not what we thought. Or they wanted,
yes,
a clarification.
So nice, sugar.
I know,
nice,
we are.
No, but they wanted a clarification, no, on exactly, yeah, what the account was, because, you know, when you look at it, there's a bunch of different content on there.
It is,
we have,
yeah,
the snarky stuff. We have the fun stuff. Just because we don't love your outfit or your shoes that day does not mean we don't like you as a person.
Yeah,
and, you,
exactly,
know, sometimes we don't like you as a person. We like your,
can,
outfit.
Can I tell,
okay,
the story about the hat?
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So here's a perfect example. So I saw this.
I'm never going to live this down.
I saw this hat on Whitney Rife. It was this, like, leopard print trucker hat with the little Louis Vuitton. They take, like, old, like, repurposed, or they take old Louis Vuitton bags.
It's a Louis Vuitton.
And repurposed them, and they took the little LV and put it on the hat. I thought it was the cutest thing. I asked her where she got it. It was from Etsy. I ordered it. I was like so freaking excited. I could not
so
wait.
So excited.
So we're like having girls' night. And we're talking, and Spencer's like, blah, 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 and gets like up on her soapbox about something. And she uses this hat as like, this was her prime. Let me give you an example. This. And she's going on and on about this hat and describing how like ghetto and hideous. And she had no idea that I bought the hat and that I was like checking the, I was checking the tracking number every day. When is it going to get here? I can't wait for this hat. And like, so she did her rant and I was like, oh my God, you're going to die. I bought that exact hat. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I feel like a dick. And I'm like, why? Because here's the thing. She's not calling me gross. She's not calling me ugly. Not to my face.
That's just
you know,
in Wendy and my private like, text.
I'm allowed to have an opinion and I'm allowed to think the hat is super cute and I love it. She's allowed to have an opinion and think the hat's ugly and that she would never wear it. But people get so freaking offended by everything these days. And it's
well, if
like,
you don't agree with them, people are yeah, so butthurt
like,
about it.
And get then I told it. Her, I was like, I didn't make the hat. But then I thought, even if I did make the hat, even if I'd, she's still allowed to have an opinion.
Right.
It's not like she's like shitting on me as a person, you know, like it's
or
whatever.
Was she?
It's well, maybe she was. But we're the point is like we're three girlfriends sitting around. We all have our own opinions. And at the end of the day, we can have different yeah. opinions and still be friends and not get butthurt.
You know what, Esther?
What?
It's going to look so good
you're
on you.
You're still beautiful. No, I saw the hat on her.
You have it?
I have it.
I want to see it because I'm in the middle. Like, I don't hate the hat, but I mean, I don't know that I love it. But
I actually had this whole, like, plan. I was going to be wearing the hat when she walked.
Oh,
and like, then she got here early, and I had to, like, go put the hat on. But no, but sorry, really quickly to finish my point.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, the thing of it is that, like, we all have different opinions. We're not getting on a specific blogger's Instagram and seeking out a photo and commenting,
no.
Oh, that's so ugly. I would never wear that. There's a difference between doing that and sitting around and talking with your friends and everyone has a different opinion and that's okay. And
everyone says shit. If you don't...
Everyone says shit.
We all judge. It's all right.
Yeah, and it's fine. It's
like, I judge it's myself frickin, sometimes. Are you kidding
it's
me?
It's a damn hat. And you should be confident enough in yourself to wear something. And if you like it,
preach,
that's
girl.
All that matters.
Yes,
do you know how many times I looked at these ugly ass LuLaRoe leggings before I put them on?
Yeah.
And I was like, these.
You're wearing them?
Yeah, I was like, these things are fucking hideous.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hideous.
Yeah.
But they're so soft.
So comfy.
And I was like, I was like, what the fuck? I don't care if they don't like my ugly ass leggings. I'm going to wear them anyway.
Yeah.
They are so comfy.
Anyway, that was my tangent. I didn't even mean to go off on that tangent.
It's fine.
But you know what?
You got the hat and you like it and that's all that matters.
I love it. I'm obsessed with it. It's so cute.
Did look cute on her.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing it with the cutest outfit.
She's got the right coloring for the hat.
And I think it's like a personality. Like it's cute on you because it matches like your...
Sure, why not?
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, it's the perfect example. The headbands.
You're so trashy, so the hat is like perfect.
Right? I'm ghetto. I'm so ghetto and I don't care. But like the it's like the headband. How I was like hating on the headband and then I saw that headband on Chelsea Olivia and it looked
so cute,
good. So whatever.
Except
it is what it is.
So
I'm gonna wear it.
Tried putting it on at Wendy's house and it was just bad. It's so bad.
It's cute though. Yes, whatever.
Okay,
we won't even go
hats
there.
And hair. Oh, sorry. Did I cut you off?
No, I was just gonna say I look like one of those like Amish girls when they're going off on their rum. I always call it a rum chata, but I know it's wrong. Rum springa?
What's
it called? When the, okay, whatever. Anyway,
wait,
sorry.
Don't ruin my segue.
Okay.
Oh. Wow. All right. I'll just
tell us
shut
how you
the
really
fuck
feel.
Up.
Let me just turn down your mic.
No, you guys, don't you like feel like smart when you have like a flawless segue.
Dear.
We were talking about hats and headbands and that has to do with hair. So I was going to talk about Jen Reed's hair.
Okay.
You know what? That was a good segue.
Yeah, thank you, Spencer.
Wait, what are we talking about? Jen Reed's hair.
She hates my hat. She hates my segues.
Does she even like
and
you?
And now I'm going to steal her story. So Jen Reed was on her stories, and apparently there was this elusive hair trick, mm-hmm. hair secret that she said she hasn't talked about in so mm-hmm. long, because when she used to talk about it all the time, and it was the only thing that people would DM her about.
And she had to explain it a million times.
So she got sick of it. So
how
she stopped talking
this?
About it. I don't know, but
she's on her highlights.
But okay. I was like locked in. Right. I was ready
I'm
to know.
I'm dying to know.
So she was talking about putting monostat, you know, like yeast yes. infection, mm-hmm. monostat in her hair. Oh. So it was after she had babies mm-hmm. and she had that post-pregnancy hair loss.
Yeah, I've got that. Uh-huh.
And she would get a tube of monostat and put it in a spray bottle. She said she would do a quarter of the tube?
A quarter of the tube and get it like just a regular size, whatever spray bottle.
And yeah. fill it up with water and shake it up. And then spray it all through her roots and leave it. And she said she would throw her hair up in a messy bun, like sleep on it yep. or put a hat on mm-hmm. and go about her day. What'd she say?
She would put it in at night mm-hmm. and then she would like hat or bun day, yeah. wear it all throughout the day and wash it out. And I think she said
like
after a week
or
2 weeks, it was like astounding. She literally had bald spots, like bald patches in her hair. And she said she was shocked. She had tried everything. She was taking like extra strength biotin, like everything you could possibly yeah. eat, try Weird. And nothing was working. And she's like, it was a miracle.
But not just in the bald spots. She was like, literally my head was
like
covered.
A chia pet, yeah, she said
chia
think.
Pet. Yeah. She was like, my head was covered in all these baby hairs coming up and sprouting.
What?
And she was
oh
like,
my gosh.
I've known so many people who I've talked to about this and they all have had the same results.
Really? Mm-hmm. I'm willing to yeah. try it. So it's funny.
Will you be our guinea pig?
Listen, well, try
yeah,
it.
Well, try
I,
it.
Okay, so I just went to a hair class recently and it was so good. It was like a blonding hair class. And I do a lot of blonde clients. So of course, I was like super interested. And it was for a new product I may start carrying. And Ooh. Yeah, so they have a color line, they have a whole product line, and it's European technology that they use for hair, and I'm not going to bore y'all with it, but it's legit amazing. I mean, the way that
it's not boring to
it's
us.
So cool. I mean, there's no like harsh chemicals in it, and it's not like an all natural Aveda type thing, but it's just their technology is really cool. So I'm on this like ingredient kick, you know, with all my stuff. So I was actually just looking up the monostat ingredients, and there's mineral oil. That's the only thing that stands out to me right now. And mineral oil has been like linked to like help promote
hair
growth.
That makes sense. I put mineral oil on my eyebrows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
To make them grow?
Yeah. Because
isn't the same as like castor oil?
No. Oh my God, y'all, listen.
Wait,
really
what's
quick.
Castor oil?
Oh my God, listen. I'll tell you. So when you're pregnant, ladies, all of our babes that are pregnant and you want to go into labor, I drink castor oil because it's supposed to induce labor.
Ew.
And so I drink a little bit of it. It is so foul. Oh my God. It is. Oh, anyway. So I drank a little bit. I was very sparse mm-hmm. on trying it because it makes you go to the bathroom mm-hmm. and it's supposed to induce labor. Well, nothing happened.
Because you're not already at risk at shitting your pants
oh
when you give birth.
Well, I took it a couple days later and I poured a big heaping amount of it into some orange juice and shook it up, started walking the neighborhood. My client, I was like, my neighbor.
My
and I was
God.
Like, girl, I gotta go. So I went to the bathroom, whatever, went to bed early that night, went into labor.
Wow.
So then a couple months ago, we were just randomly talking and Mike's like, you know, that's beaver oil. I was like, what? He's like, that's beaver oil.
It comes from beavers?
Yeah, because beavers are called castors or something.
So it made your beaver go into labor?
Well, that's not also true. I was like, Mike, no, it isn't.
Oh my God, does it come from their anal glands?
No, it's not. Nothing to do with castors. It's never nothing to do with beavers anyway, y'all.
Spencer's like over here horrified.
Oh my gosh. But anyway, I don't even know how we started talking about castor oil, but it's a trick.
The only place I could think of where they would get.
Yeah.
Oil from a beaver is its anal glands.
Well, anyway,
wow.
I mean, yes, it made me, I don't know if that's what made me go into labor, but I did go into labor. And, you know, for the pregnant bibs out there, that one.
Okay, I'm truly horrified.
Yeah.
And I need
to move
on.
But
anyway,
I'm going to try this. I will be y'all's guinea pig.
Okay.
Like, I feel safe by looking at the ingredients and I'm willing to try it. And I have all these random hairs that I need to grow back.
Because to know.
Maybe one of our pregnant bibs can try the castor oil thing.
Yeah. Maddie Nelson, girl, do it.
But before we move on,
sorry. Okay. What?
For the love of God, for all of you listening, please, we need Jen to unblock us.
Oh, yes.
You guys, Jen, help us out here.
Yes, we love her. And she blocked us a long time ago. and we need
she never looked back.
Can
we need
y'all
her?
Message us like a good hashtag that we can use, like unblock, like what, I don't even know what it can say, but please think of one.
No, don't even message us hashtag, message her.
Listen.
No, but I'm saying get us a hashtag going so we can like,
oh, got it.
People can tag her in it. We love her so much.
We'll put it in our stories this week.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Okay. So moving on, because I have to stop thinking about beaver anal glands. So football season has come.
Yes, it's on. Dun, 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 dun.
Anyways, and I'm sure many of you, just like us, sat through endless hours of football drafts with our husbands.
Yep.
So we thought, what better than a bib draft?
Wow.
A fantasy draft.
I love this. This is like different from what we normally do.
It is, but it's fun. And why not have a fantasy team of our bibs? It.
Exactly. So last week, my swipe up was a Ziploc bag. Thanks, Danielle Jonas.
I might have heard about it.
And this week, we are using a Ziploc bag.
It's really
bag.
Good. I bet y'all all ran and didn't walk. They probably all walked.
Oh, my God. Anyways, so we put 3 numbers in here to pick who was going to go first.
I'm like legit nervous, y'all.
Go. Oh, me?
All right, Esther.
I forgot.
Oh, God. My list was just exposed to Esther. Cheater.
Ooh, I did
cheater,
not cheater, look at your list, girlfriend. Right. I swear on Rocco's life, I did not look at your list.
That's how you know it's legit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're drawing numbers to see who's going to pick first.
Oh, my God. I'm nervous. Who folded this shit? Ooh, you were one.
I'm 2, so you're 3.
Okay.
Yay. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm super excited.
All right. Ready, so guys? Here's the deal. I want to be spiteful.
Oh. So you're going to take Whitney Rice?
Because we all know she's the first one. Do you think she's annoyed that we like talk about her 100%? So much? She's like, God, stop.
Esther is a stage 5 clinger.
Why are you
I'm telling you, I'm a close second.
Just me. I told you, single white female.
Yep. All right.
Okay, so who am I? So you know what? I'll throw you a bone.
I'll throw you a bone.
I'm going to throw you a bone. I'm going to go with Tanner Mann as my first pick.
Oh my God, she was my number 2 woo pick.
Dang it. Because you know what? She's spunky and she's fun. And I think that I would like shopping with her.
Oh my gosh. She was my number 2. Okay.
Go for it, Wendy.
I'm taking Kristen Coffey.
Oh, damn it. She was on my list.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I am taking Whitney.
Well, we did that for you.
Yeah.
You guys, listen, I love you, but don't be nice. Be cutthroat, okay? From here on out.
Listen,
okay,
coach.
Be cutthroat.
Listen, that was your only gimme.
Yeah, that's your only bone, baby, so take it and suck it.
All right, so round one. I guess we never said what this was. This is our shopping team.
Yes.
We're drafting for our dream shopping team.
Yep.
Okay.
Dang, I'm trying to shop with Whitney because we'd probably take a helicopter.
Might invite you guys,
whatever. All right,
helicopter.
Second round.
Well, Esther's not on my shopping dream team. Okay, second round, I'm going with Jen Reed.
Brett,
damn it, I want her.
All right,
are you guys gonna go to Target and get pumpkins?
Oh, she has the cutest fall decor.
Listen,
she really
fall
does.
Decorating has officially commenced in my house.
Same.
And Robbie's not happy about it. He says it's too early.
Whatever.
No, it's September. Whatever.
Y'all saw my house. I had fall stuff out. I don't even care. All right. I'm doing Savannah Usher.
Ooh. Oh, good one.
Esther, are you deleting us, off the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about Savannah Usher.
She's so cute. Like, do y'all know who I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I've recently like gotten a little bit more like follow happy with her. Like, I love her feed. Y'all know I'm all about... like aesthetics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Her feet is so pretty and like bronzy.
It is really pretty.
I love her style too. Like, I just feel like she could help me like go to Abercrombie and pick out some really cute stuff. Huh, Esther?
Yes, 100%.
All right.
Okay.
Is it my turn?
So, no, stop trying to steal my turn.
Wow, sorry.
Spencer. Okay. So my next pick is going to be, let's see here, Heather Offer. And her Instagram name is Blonde Twin Mom. So,
she's cute.
Heather, little fun fact, she's from Dallas. She's actually BFF with Jen Reed. So they're like best friends. Like,
oh, wow. We can all go together.
Yeah, cool.
So they all like, they always have like sleepovers at each other's houses. Their kids are best friends. They all hang out. She's like not a, if you go to her page, she posts a lot about like her family. She does have a like to Noah, but she's not like an on purpose blogger. Like, she's not a,
She's just like naturally influential.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe like
she I know got, what that's like.
Maybe she
I mean, you got me wanting to buy some Ziplocs.
I mean, right. I don't know like if she got follower, like if she got notoriety, like because she's on Jen's stories a lot. I don't know, like, or if they both started out together. But anyway, she's not like a what you would think of as like a traditional influencer.
Okay.
But I like, she's so cute. Like, they went on a vacation like somewhere, I don't remember. She was wearing like the cutest little outfit, and I messaged her. She got it from like Amazon.
She strikes me as more of a like a lifestyle influencer, yeah, less so focused on the fashion. And I typically enjoy those influencers more. But I like the
well-rounded, like a lot of
She just seems very like down to earth. Like, she's not, she doesn't have like a perfectly like curated page with a specific aesthetic. She's just she's just like a mom who like post pictures of her life.
Yeah.
I love that.
No, I love that. But the aesthetics thing is just, I can't with that.
So she is my second pick.
All right. Round three.
So round three, I'm going with Shannon Ford.
Oh, ew, gag me with a spoon. Okay. You can have her.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Why so bitter?
Did y'all watch Totally Cavallari?
No.
Yeah. Or Very Cavallari.
I don't know who she is. She's red hair and pretty. That's all I know.
She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. But on Very Cavallari,
I mean, she was a shithead.
She definitely is so crappy. But did you see when Kristen fired her and her high heel got stuck in the wood on the way out?
No, but now I need to go watch.
It's okay. I love Kristen's really show, and I love Kristen.
Like, I do
she
too.
Is legit my girl from Laguna Beach days. I have been I had a Hollister shirt team Kristen. I was not team Lauren, Elsie, nope.
No.
So anyway, I just don't like Shannon Ford. She's beautiful, but I just
let me tell you. So
your patience would not, your nerves would be shot you shopping with her, but okay.
But here's my thing. Here's why I want her on my team, because I think she would give it to me real.
Okay.
If something looked like shit, she would tell me.
She wouldn't do anything. She wouldn't do anything.
What would
she's lazy.
What is she supposed to do?
Wow.
But what is she supposed to do? Hold my bag? She's not my chauffeur. She's my shopping.
Maybe you gave her a coupon to make her be your waitress or your servant.
Oh my God, there's so many. Never mind. I'm going to keep, since she is on my shopping team, I'm going to keep my comment to myself. Okay. But you know what? I'm still sticking with her as my third round pick. Sorry, Shannon Ford.
Okay. I'm going to take Everyday Abby.
Okay. That's a good one. I really like her too. She's sweet.
Yep.
She says you guys a lot. Extravaganza. She says you guys a lot. Like every single story. Hey, you guys. Okay, you guys. I love the sleeves on this one. You guys.
Oh, really?
I love this t-shirt. You guys. This is just literally, no. If you watch her stories, I swear to God, you will never be able to unhear it. And every time she says you guys, it's like you, like, it just, yeah.
Okay.
I love her though. I love her though, but I cannot with the you guys.
Like it. Yeah.
Good thing she's on my team.
I love her though. I really do.
Okay.
She's a shit, but I love her.
So I'm picking Paige Wright for my third.
Oh, that was that's good. She was on my list too.
Oh. She was on mine also.
Sorry. I'm bitter about the Tanner Mann thing. Sorry. Because I thought for sure I was about to have like a stack.
No, I had to take her out the gate.
What?
Tanner Mann.
Oh yeah. Because she's a hot commodity.
Yeah.
Paige, she's from Alabama. Mm-hmm. We all know her by now. She's the one with the crazy accent. I don't always love her style. Yeah. She picks stuff that are like, she does like red dress try-ons a lot, red dress boutique. I'm not like obsessed always with her style. I don't know. I feel like she picks very like, I don't know how to explain it.
Juvenile pieces?
Yes.
Yes.
Like bright
and
cute. And I'm all about color and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. But
she's 23.
I keep freaking forgetting that.
So she's picking age appropriate. It's just you're old. You're like the oldest one on the podcast.
I know. But I do love, I don't know. Oh my, you guys pick on me a lot. I'm the picked on one on the podcast. I am.
No.
But
it's because you have good hair.
I just like, I just love her personality. Like, she's just,
She's going to be a good cheerleader for your team.
Yeah.
Definitely.
She like would be so fun. And like when we're all like tired from shopping. What? Spencer, what are you saying?
I wanted Wendy to do an impression.
Oh. Hey, Esther, I am so excited to be on your team.
Yes.
I cannot wait to go shopping in New York City. I just cannot wait. I love you, girl. Yes.
It's so good.
Oh, my God.
It's spot fucking on.
I'm obsessed.
I can't tell the difference. Oh my God.
I'm going to call Esther from a block number one day and act like...
I've been listening to your podcast.
I've been listening to your podcast for so long and I love it so much. I cannot wait to be on your...
I'm gonna get sued for copy.
It's so good.
I'm so hot and I'm wearing my sweatshirt, but y'all got me sweating in here. I gotta get this out. It feels
like, oh my God. Crying. Okay.
My fourth round pick is is Rachel.
Rachel who?
I don't know her last name. Her handle's everyday_RAE.
Oh, yes. Oh,
everyday.
Right. She is. Okay. Is her name Rachel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But she's a mom of four. She's super cute every day. Like, it's very realistic fashion and, like, comfy and nothing too crazy out there. I really like her. I think her outfits would be good.
I have to follow her. I feel like... I know who she is. I've heard of her. I just don't know her like well enough to say anything about her.
I have no idea who you're all talking about.
Okay.
That's okay.
Well, this is what I love about this draft is that you guys. It's okay.
It's fine. I'm just crying from laughing.
Okay. So I don't know who she is, but yes, it's good because it brings light to like other new bibs. So mine, I don't know how to say her name. So it's Vanessa Crom. Is it Ben or Bean Dyer? It's the cheeky Bean, the cheeky Ben.
I have no idea who that
is. Yes, you do. She, you know what?
Okay, I do. Yes, you
do. I've heard of her. I've never like.
Oh, I do.
Sorry. I always read her name as the cheeky Bean. So she's always
the cheeky Bean. Yeah,
oh, that's it is? What
I would. No, but that's how I would read it too.
Okay, I just always read her name as the cheeky Bean, but I love her. Like, I love the style that she has. Like, she has cute, like, look at her, like, athleisure. It's like leopard. I love it.
She has like lots of different, like,
looks. Like, just her style in general. Yeah, it's practical. Like, I'm sometimes down to dress up and sometimes down for yoga pants.
See, I like those ones. I like them when they have like dressier stuff, more casual stuff, all of that.
No,
like
I love her stuff too. Yeah. And I've been following her for a while. And, but like I said, I always read her name as the cheeky Bean. Bean.
She's a Charlotte girl.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Local babe.
That's cool.
Cool.
So, okay. Yep. I'm going to choose Lindsay Case. Her handle is Champagne and Blue Jeans. She's from Raleigh. She's like a smaller blogger. I don't know if she's like, I think she's like up and coming. She says in her bio she loves like t-shirts and jeans. She's more like casual, chill. I don't know. She just seems like super like down to earth, relatable.
Yeah.
Like I could hang out with her.
I've never seen her either.
Yeah. She's Esther. Really cool. She's like more of like, I don't know, a not as well known. I just recently discovered her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really like her.
Cool.
She's right. Cool.
Okay. My fifth round pick is Jess Southern.
Oh
yeah.
I love, oh my God.
I like her because I love JJD. And I'm just trying to be Jesse James Decker's best friend.
Do you?
Yes. You don't like her?
Wait.
What?
What does she have to do with Jesse James Decker?
They're best friends.
They dated the same guy. I did not know that.
Yeah. You don't
really
like her?
You can say that you don't like her.
She probably won't listen.
I'm afraid Esther's going to look at me again the way she was looking at me when I was laughing.
Girlfriend, I'm allowed to be caught off guard.
Yeah, I love Jesse James and I love Eric Decker.
Well, who doesn't?
He used to be on my fantasy teams and it was called All About That Deck and it was for him.
Oh my God.
Loved him.
No, so honestly, Jess Southern's filter is my favorite.
Yeah.
Filter preset.
I use her
preset. I love it so much.
Gorgeous. And her little girl.
I just love her style. She's edgy, but she's like still really cute and she can do it all. So I think she'd be a good shopping team.
And they're really funny. Like if you ever watch her stories, she reminds me of like us, like what we have going on usually. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're like that too. They have such a good girl gang and I'm for that. So, okay. Mine is going to be Whits Whims, Whitney Graham. Mm. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No.
She was on my list.
Oh, she was?
Yep.
I love her.
Tell us a little bit about her.
So I love, like,
where's she from?
Texas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of girls. Actually, she might be Vegas because I'm looking at her gram right now and it says Austin and Vegas. So I'm not really sure. No, she's in Austin, but I like her style too because I like girly type of looks. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the champagne and Chanel yeah. type stuff. So I love like a girly style or whatever, but I also love like the everyday jeans, dress it up because I have to think about like work stuff, mm-hmm. you know? And I feel like they'd be good shopping buddies for that.
Cool. So, wait, am I next?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, my next pick is going to be Allie. I do not know how to pronounce her last name. Shren?
Was she our Friday?
She was our Friday.
Okay. I think it's... yes.
Swipe Up Feature Friday. Yes. She's from Michigan. Scherzen?
Is it Scherzen?
Something
like
that.
I feel like it's missing a vowel.
Nope, that's how she spells it.
Oh.
I double checked because I know I can't pronounce it.
In Michigan, so. There's a lot of like Polish
community.
Is, okay. is that like Polish?
Maybe.
but she, I don't know. She spells it A-L-L-E-I-G-H for those of you who want to follow her. Oh, and the last name is C-H-R-Z-A-N. She's from Michigan. I don't know. Like, she's cool. She loves colors, but it's not... Remember how I was saying, like, Paige Wright is more, like, juvenile? Allie is more, like, bright, like, airy, like, pop of color, like, not too crazy.
Like a hot pink lip with a nude outfit.
Yeah. And, like, she has, like, more unique outfits. I like it, though, because, like, she'll wear something, and I'll be like, I've never seen this on anyone before. Where did she get that? And, like, one time, her top was from Forever 21, and I know, like, we were talking about how we, like, when bloggers do more, like, boutique stuff, but it was cool because it did not look like a basic, like, you would never have thought she got that from Forever 21, which, what's her name? Moo Moo Macaroon. She's done that before too. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they just style certain things in a certain way that you're like, I never would have thought that was from there. So yeah, that's why I like Allie.
Okay.
She's also a a self-proclaimed professional bruncher. So that makes me want to be friends with her.
Love it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So sixth round, my pick is Sarah Linder. House of Sequins.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Because she's gonna take me shopping in her Maserati.
Yes. Ooh. You're gonna ride shoddy in the Maserati.
Yeah. That's it.
Where's that? Where is she from?
I think she lives in New York City.
Oh, or like, okay, cool.
Or outer boroughs or something. Mm-hmm. Long Island, maybe. She mm-hmm. lives somewhere New in York. That area. But I just like her overall style. Now, she is one of those who is posting things from Walmart, her Walmart mm-hmm. finds. She has great Amazon finds.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. I love bloggers who do that. I love good Amazon
She's
finds.
She's a Kendra Scott partner, mm-hmm. and Ooh, I'm obsessed with Kendra
me
Scott.
Too.
Have
me
been
too.
For years. And there's a lot of jewelry from Kendra Scott that I don't like, or I don't think I have any interest in it when mm-hmm. I just look at it.
Yeah.
But she has such a eye for styling some of this really ostentatious jewelry mm-hmm. with other outfits, and she does a great job of blending high end with
I like that.
Really
yeah,
economic.
That's cool. Yeah.
So she is definitely on my list.
Love it.
Sweet.
Okay.
All
so
right.
Mine is Megan Reeves.
Okay.
She's a Texas girl. She's also a boy mama. And I love her style too. I love the aesthetics of her feet. It's really mm-hmm. cute, kind of flowy. And like I said, she's a mom. So I tend to relate to those ladies a little bit more too. And I love, like, you know, when you become a mom, people are like, oh, you can't wear that. You can't wear that. You're mm-hmm. a mom now. You're a mom now. Ugh. Whatever. I can wear whatever I want because she does. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I love her for that. And she wears hats really cute. Like, she's good at hats. I feel like some people aren't good at hats.
Yeah.
Some are.
I feel like it depends on your head shape.
And
your face shape.
It depends on your forehead. If it's going to be high, low.
Well, and the type of hat, too.
Yeah. But I mean, it, like, for me, if it's, if your forehead's really long or your face is narrow, sometimes a hat is like way too much. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not down with that. But like, her ratios are good, so she's good. Face ratios are really good for a hat.
Okay, so mine is going to be Christian Blair.
Oh,
her handle is Christian_Blair_style. Mm-hmm. She is friends with, she's like BFF with, help me, why can't I think, Laura Beverlyn.
Oh, yeah.
Laura Beverlyn was just like at her bachelorette party. She's getting married. She's from, she's like born and raised in South Carolina, oh, but she lives in Florida now. And she loves ranch dressing.
Ew.
Can't and wine
on team.
So yeah, sign she's on up. My team. I really like her. She has cute style.
See, I
she's
couldn't have the anyone one. Like that on my team smell like ranch breathing on my face. No, ma'am.
Yeah, she's the one who I said she was wearing like the cutest dress, and I was like, oh my God, where's that from? It was from Abercrombie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I like her.
I like girls that wear
no. Okay.
Okay.
Just shutting that down. All right, seventh round. I'm gonna start by,
oh wow, we're at seventh round already. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna start by picking Crystal Aisha.
Oh.
So Crystal, oh, her, she spells her name C-R-I-S-T-A. C-R-I-S-T-A-L.
Okay.
Is this a secret pick?
No.
It was not on the list?
Yes, she's on the list.
Oh my God, I can't read. Crystal, wow, she's right there in front of my eyes.
So she is a North Carolina girl. Mm-hmm. She's a cat mom. She's very different from a lot of the bibs, and I like her. And I actually only recently found her. I don't know how I stumbled across her feed, but I came across her during the hurricane. And I got instantly invested in her stories because she lives right on the coast.
Oh, yeah.
And so she was, and they stayed in her home. Mm-hmm. So,
oh my gosh.
I was so invested. I just kept checking in to check her stories. But I just really liked her personality. I, going through her feed, I like her style. It's very casual.
Yeah, her style's cute.
Yeah, she's cute. She does throw in some of the like really basic things. She does the leopard. She's got the boots. She's like got the bib formula going. Yeah,
but she throws in a little spice.
In a way that's unique to her, and I really like that.
Yeah, cool. I'm going to take the Lily bag, Lauren Lily.
Okay.
She is really cute. And I recently came across her blog too, or her Instagram and stuff. She has more of the home, like lifestyle type thing going on too. And I love like her decor, similar to mine, like that rustic, like farmhouse, like type of thing. Same thing with her style is really cute. She does a lot of like jeans with like cute stuff. I'm here for that.
That's cool. I like
here
that.
Here for that, honey.
Okay, so my seventh pick is Anna Grace Newell. She's a Nashville blogger. She is so different. Like, if you stumbled across her page,
she was
going to
be next on my list.
Oh.
It's fun. Not bitter.
If you stumbled across her page, you would think like you would never think like that she's a bib. You would not automatically put her in that category. She's like super unique outfits. Like she gives me like a boho, like free like spirit vibe style. She has pink hair, which I'm automatically obsessed with. Yep. She kind of like can wear a lot of things that most people can't, and she can somehow pull it off. I don't know how, but she's still like has her basic things. Like she'll post like pictures of her with Chick-fil-A, the peace sign, the luggage pose, but she somehow makes it look like non-basic. If you go on her page, you'll instantly see what I mean. She's different. She's so cool. I feel like she'd be somebody that would be super fun to go to a concert with.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, that's my pick.
All right. So she wants to be besties and shopping partners.
Sorry, Whitney.
I can't believe we got to seven already. How? Yeah,
all right, so eighth round, my pick.
Oh, we're doing eight. How many?
No, we're doing 10. Right?
I thought we were doing 10.
Oh.
Yeah.
Surprise. Esther didn't pay attention. Spoiler alert. Wow, okay.
Oh, wait, no, I think we did only talk about seven.
We said we were
added 10 because our list was 30
people
deep.
Well,
I thought we were going to do seven yeah. rounds, and then we were going to have 10 each just in case someone picked another one of ours.
We're really good at planning this
yeah.
out. All right, one more round.
Okay.
One yeah. more round. Okay.
Bonus round.
Bonus round.
Okay.
So I'm going with, you know what? If it's the bonus round, fuck it. I'm going Courtney Shields.
I hate you. I knew you were going to do it. And you know what? And you know what? I added her as we were talking about this list.
Oh my you God.
Think, you don't think I saw her pop up?
Freaking brat.
Now I'm pissed. It was the bonus
I think
round.
We all know who Courtney Shields is. I think yes. everybody knows. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I should talk about her.
No, it's okay.
You should talk about her.
She does it all. She's Bib. She's blogger. She's a singer. She's possibly future podcaster. Don't think I didn't see that story, girl.
No. Good eye.
She was actually asking about the podcast for us, though.
Yeah, she actually just wants to be on our podcast with us.
Yes, girl, you can. You can sing our intro.
Who's yours, Wendy?
Chelsea Olivia.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good one. Okay, good she was actually going to be one of my picks, but yeah. Love her. Okay. She's cool. She lives in New York, right?
No, I thought she lives in down south. Does she live in New York?
It says NY now.
No, because that's where she just was. No. They update their stuff.
Is that
like
where
that.
They travel to?
Yes,
is that
when it's like they little
but like where they are, I
yeah.
think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
I was going to say.
In Alabama, right? Or somewhere like that?
I could have sworn that she was somewhere in the South.
Yeah, okay. She's in the South. Chelsea, let us know.
Ignore
girl.
Me. But do you know what I like about her? She doesn't wear her sunglasses on her head in every single photo anymore. I love that.
She's in Alabama. I just checked.
Anymore.
No, like I honestly legitimately shape. Thought that they were like glued to her head.
Yeah.
It was every single photo. And I'm like,
stop
why?
Talking about my team.
I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trash talking. Okay, so mine is going to be Teresa Caruso. Mm. Okay, so I took this from, I think Spencer, you put that.
Oh yeah, she was gonna be on my list if Courtney Shields didn't.
Yeah, she's cool.
Get out. I'm like bitter about that because I added that specifically.
You guys,
I hate Spencer right now.
Only know about,
choke on your laugh.
I only know about Teresa because of Spencer. Like I just randomly looked her up and yeah, and I was instantly like, oh my God, obsessed. She has the most beautiful home decor, like pastel pinks, whites, creams. Like
what's her name? Teresa.
Teresa Caruso, but her Instagram is Teresa. So TeresaLaucar.
Oh, I see.
Her feed is like so serene, mm-hmm. so pretty. Like I want to go be a guest in her home.
Oh wow!
And then just like move in and kick her out.
Her hangers are gold and acrylic.
Oh my God!
And like
I
just,
love all the gold and the white in her home.
Her feed. She has, if like, I would have seen this. She would have been on mine.
Yeah, I know. That's why. That is.
Let me hear you say it.
Yeah.
Good
pick, Spencer. Like, really good. Like, I love her.
Have you gone over to her creative
page? Yes. Yeah. And is that new? Because there's not a lot on there. So I feel like she's.
I think it's new, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But she has. Like Instagram
like stickers
that you can buy. Yeah. She has a fall pack that she just put out. Oh, my God.
No,
I want all of them.
Obsessed.
Like her feed is literally
beautiful.
It is. And like just like so precious and light. And it does so much for my aesthetic heart. Yeah,
I know.
All right. Well, while we're fangirling hard over her,
okay.
I actually got my swipe up through her.
Oh, my God. You did?
What is your swipe up?
I did. So she did these great Louis Vuitton Damier
inspired.
Dupes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Right. So there's a bunch of them. I think there's like four.
In the one?
Yeah.
It's like the little stackable dolls from Poland.
Matryoshka dolls.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, they're a true dupe. Like,
oh my God.
They're
not there's so many.
They're not trying to be
they
Louis
don't have
Vuitton.
A logo on.
There's no logo. But, I mean, considering that it was $16 on Amazon
for
the set of them.
It's cute.
I thought it was pretty good. And it's cute. And you know what? My problem is... Here you go.
Yeah.
My problem is I get a lot of bags for little things in my purse.
Same.
And the fabric will get trashed because it's cloth. It's cotton. These, the outside, I feel like is
going...
You
can like wipe it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
You could probably throw this in the washing machine too, right?
Probably. Like if I use the big one for makeup.
Although it's dark inside, which that's nice because if
I don't really
something
care about,
gets on.
Yeah, I don't really care so about is, these so much as my actual bags. Mm-hmm. You know, my bags are what's expensive.
Yeah.
And, but even I have other little toiletry bags that they just get trashed on the outside. Yeah. Anyways.
But it's really cute. I like that. I like how that it comes with four different sizes. Yep.
And they have little pockets too on the inside.
That's really cute.
It has like a zip pocket on it.
Yep. I mean, anyways, like if you just want one for like every day or if you're traveling, you need something a little bigger, that's cute.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm going to put my hair ties and bobby pins in the small one. And then smart. I've got
that could even be like a little coin purse too.
Yes, it could. Anyways, that's my swipe up.
What's speaking your swipe up, Teresa? Wendy?
So my swipe up is my leopard pajamas from Target.
Oh my God.
I have literally worn these for 3 days in a row. I wash them. And then repeat. Wear, wash, repeat.
I have such freaking FOMO about those damn pajamas.
So listen, I bought them before like all the girls on Instagram, all the bibs started posting about them. I bought them.
Oh my God.
And I don't remember where I saw them. I think I saw them on one of those Target accounts because I follow a couple of those that are like, saw at Target, a Target before, Target first or whatever. And they get softer when you wash them. Like
really?
As if you, yes. And I literally want to go back and buy every, they have gray, navy, blue, leopard.
And floral.
They have
a floral. Ones.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they are so comfortable. They are. I cannot rave enough. Yeah, I wore them on my girls' night.
I'm so annoyed though because they're sold out online.
Swear to God, live in them. And they are so comfortable and they're fit like oversized. And
what's the brand name again?
Stars. Oh, why'd you ask me? I told you.
Because you asked her how much the price was last week.
Mega Bay. $22. The stars above.
The stars above. Yeah.
Thank you so very pretty. Much. I guess I'm not a wannabe. I am a bee. But anyway, those things are so legit, and I'm not kidding.
Stock.
Yeah,
they're really pretty.
They have to bring them back in stock.
Let's cross our
fingers.
I mean,
there is no dupe on this planet that I'd want.
No, because I literally went on Amazon to look.
Did you search by the brand?
No. Darn. I searched leopard print pajamas.
You know what's scary, though? We were talking about them. And then
they popped up on your feed?
Yes.
Yeah. So creepy.
I know.
I hate that.
They're listening.
They are always listening. Hopefully they subscribe.
Well, you guys... We have been talking and laughing and crying a lot this episode.
Wait, are you not going to do a swipe up?
I am leading up to this.
Oh, wow. Sorry. All right. I'm going to stay in my lane.
Shut the fuck up, Wendy. And I am sure that from all the talking that we've been doing, we're famished. So
I'm starved.
I have a little snack for everyone.
Ooh.
And my swipe up is Safe and Fair granola. I found out about it from Wendy, but there's Wendy. Whitney.
I was looking at Wendy
you're while
so
I'm talking.
Influential.
From Whitney. And yes, I used her code. And ever since then, I've noticed a lot of other influencers talking about it. Let me just go and grab my granola.
I am really excited.
We're about to do some ASMR shit on
Ew.
Here.
No. We won't. We promise.
I hate that.
So there's three different flavors.
Okay.
I'm going to give you.
Oh, I've been dying to see this key lime one and the birthday cake.
Oh,
does it smell so good?
My God. The birthday cake
smells like a birthday cake.
So freaking good.
Girl.
Okay, so I know you wanted to try the key lime.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You want to try the birthday cake?
I want to try them all.
Key lime, birthday cake, and chocolate.
Oh.
Right?
Oh my God. It smells like birthday cake, but it also smells like Play-Doh.
Can I smell it? Yeah. I haven't smelled it.
Like, that smells like Play-Doh. Because Play-Doh doesn't stink, if you think about it. It smells like birthday cake.
Hold on. Hand me the key lime.
Yeah, I get need a to sniff little this. Play-Doh after smell.
Has a little Play-Doh. I'm dying. Can we
Maybe.
Try?
I'm oh, so try famished. It. Go for it.
Oh, I didn't
try
know. It.
Okay, the key lime smells like granola. The birthday cake one doesn't even smell like...
I don't get a key lime smell.
No, me neither.
From,
no.
I definitely get a chocolate
I'm
from the chocolate.
I'm going in. I'm trying
going.
The birthday.
Oh, Spencer's so sweet. She's like chewing off screen. Spencer and I love to do ASMR.
Ew.
And Wendy hates it.
We love it
so, we'll
so
like,
much.
We'll record ourselves chewing like pickles or whatever and just like do it on purpose.
It's so gross and I hate when people do
Which
this
Which one
too.
Did you try? Oh, the my God. Thing? I thought you said the granola was gross.
No, I'm saying when people talk like this on their stories, listen, y'all, don't do that crap. My girl, Jessie James Decker, used to do that a lot. She probably still does. I still love her, but don't be doing this.
Okay. The birthday cake one
is so good.
Is it?
Out of this
oh
world.
Oh my God. I think
you
that's
tried
Whitney's
it?
Favorite. No.
Oh my God. I want to buy this. Can I get this at like Whole Foods?
No, you have to order it online. You can't get it anywhere in stores.
All right. What? I need another flavor to try.
Okay.
Should I try chocolate?
Somebody give a review while I chew.
Okay. The birthday cake one, honestly, is not. I was afraid that it would be too sweet, where I wouldn't enjoy it.
It tastes like Rice Krispie. Sorry.
Yes.
Rice Krispie treats.
Yes. And I love Rice Krispie treats. Mm-hmm.
I want to try that.
Oh, that's the birthday cake. Have you tried the key lime?
Yeah. Let me have one more because key lime's really? Not doing it for me.
Really? I'm surprised.
You were most excited about trying that one too.
So the chocolate one was not, I thought it was going to have more of a punch of chocolate.
What? It does.
Okay, maybe I didn't try enough. Maybe I didn't try enough.
Okay, my first key lime pie one that I tried did not have a lot of flavor. The second one I just had tastes very key lime-ish.
Is this the key lime?
Yep.
Okay.
So maybe it's just the piece that you get. That birthday cake is like unbelievable.
So birthday sometimes, cake is banging.
So sometimes with citrus flavors, it's too strong and I get sick of it really fast. The key lime, it's nice. It's limey enough and key limey enough, mm-hmm. but it's not like overpowering and you could eat like more than just like one little crunch of it. No, I'll try the chocolate again.
I don't like the chocolate.
Y'all,
what?
I want to make a key lime pie with this as the crust.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Bring it next week for your swipe up.
I like the chocolate.
Oh my God. The key lime is good. It is a delicate lime flavor. Mm-hmm.
You guys, we're food critics now.
Wow. I mean, we're so well.
I don't like the chocolate. And I'm on my period.
I like the chocolate.
Ew, I don't.
The chocolate is, it's like not too sweet.
The sound of lip smacking, though, is a little intense.
Me?
Yeah.
Just everybody.
Sorry.
Ew.
Sorry, listeners.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying. We're all like leaning away from our mics, but also trying to talk into our mics so you can hear us.
Oh,
but
shoot.
Yeah. Okay. I like
another
all
piece of birthday cake.
Here. Let's rate
it's
them.
It's amazing.
Let's rate them. So birthday cake is my favorite.
Yep.
I think key lime is my second and chocolate's my third.
Samesies.
God, I don't know.
Oh, really?
Does
this bother you if I put my hand in the
bag? No, not at all.
It's so good, y'all.
I know.
Will you get me a big piece of chocolate?
The chocolate was really broken up.
Oh, maybe.
I know.
Because I was thinking maybe that was it.
I tried to get big pieces for you guys, but the chocolate was really broken up.
Esther, you are so thoughtful.
Well, would you rather go like that? Or, I know.
I will die. I will literally die.
I just had to do one big crunch.
Spencer's little cute. Oh my God. Anyway, you guys.
All right.
Wow. Thank you so much for listening to us laugh and cry and chew and just.
You guys, I'm really sorry. I needed that laugh.
You don't have to apologize.
I do to you. I have never felt like more of a freak.
Wait, why? Okay, guys, I cannot help my facial expressions. No.
Oh, man.
Okay, seriously, my whole life, people have walked, like, people will see me, like, walking or whatever, and be like, oh, my God, are you mad? And I'm like, no, RBF. Like, that's just my face. Like, you know how you were trapped in your laugh?
Yeah. That's the perfect way to describe it. I was trapped.
I was trapped in my face. I wasn't giving you like disdain or anything. I was just, I didn't know what to do. I was just waiting.
Did you think I was dying?
Were you in your feelings?
Yes. Your face was, I have never seen your face red. Your eyeballs, Spencer, were
blood red.
You had tears.
I couldn't breathe.
You were trapped in your lap. I was trapped in my like.
And I was instigating because I was laughing too.
What's
going to
happen next? Anyway.
Oh my God.
Well. Thank y'all
Moving
for listening.
On. I'm alive.
Thank it you for listening. Well. You guys can, we're going to post all the bloggers we talked about, the swipe ups, everything on our Instagram page at Swiping Up. If you want to follow me, you can find me at Esther So Extra.
I just can't get over the birthday cake. I'm sorry. You can find me at Spencer So Basic.
And you can follow me, Wendy, at Wendy Being Basic.
And don't forget to hashtag
Embrace the basic.
Bye, guys.
Bye. This show is part of the Orbital Jigsaw Network. For more episodes, subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher Radio. For details and show notes from each episode, check us out, orbitaljigsaw.com.